as we listen to these words in memoriam of course, Our Lady of Sorrows, we recall that the cross is inescapable in all of our lives. And I was just asked a question yesterday on EWTN. Somebody asked, how do you explain, Mary, her explanation, how do you explain her relationship with the Lord in light of the fact, that Jesus is the one who comes, her own son comes and brings the good news about Jesus Christ, the gospel of love. How can you, how could she have known this in order to help Jesus, formulate these thoughts? And the one thing, of course, that I answered right away is that, it's impossible for me to believe that Mary did not have a mystical relationship with the Lord tantamount to that of St. Teresa of Avila, St. Therese of Lisieux, Julian of Norwich, etc. I mean, I just have no doubt in my mind that she had the highest form of mystical expression that was possible with respect to God. And I think that's the very same thing applies to her awareness at the time of, her inspiration and the Annunciation that takes place, where she is made aware that she's going to give birth to the Messiah, the Savior of the world, the Son of God, who will come to her through the Holy Spirit and not through any man. And of course, when she experiences this, she knows the great joy of being part of the whole history of salvation, not just a part, a center of the whole history of salvation, but she's also made aware of the cross, of the sorrows that are going to be intrinsic to this path, that it isn't going to be a pure joy. It isn't going to be a pure manifestation, the Savior coming into the world through her. It's going to be, and part of his mission is going to be the cross. Part of his mission is going to be rejection. Part of his mission is to really bring the word and the love, the unconditional love of God, through his complete self-sacrifice. And so, of course, in a way, then, the prediction of Simeon is something that's added on already to what Mary is aware of. She's aware of this great joy. She has a relationship with God, I think, that is tantamount to that of St. Teresa of Avila and other mystics. But she's also aware, as they are, of the inescapability of the cross, the necessity for the complete act of self-sacrifice, which will be the true manifestation of Christ's, of God's unconditional love for us. And so in this spirit, knowing the truth, because God is always the truth in advertising God, right? Knowing the truth of what is to befall her, and then, of course, receiving the additional information from Simeon, right, that she's also, she's aware of. She, of course, embarks and freely embarks on asking to be the instrument of the Lord in bringing, of course, his son, who she's to name Jesus, into the world. She knows it's going to involve pain. She knows that pain is going to be self-sacrificial. She knows that the self-sacrifice will be for the good of the world, so that it will be a self-sacrifice in love. And she does it. She does it humbly. She does it obediently. And she embarks on this path of sorrow of the cross because, of course, she wants to be a part of the redemption, the kind of redemption that the God of love wants, the kind of redemption that's going to involve the cross. And of course, it's that act of hers which brings Jesus into the world brings our salvation into the world. And that is why we declare her to be the co-mediatrix, right, of grace, the co-redemptrix, right, of salvation, because she, of course, not only accepted, the as it were, the charge of doing this obediently, but the pain that she knowingly knew would be intrinsic to it. Amen. Who can doubt the love that the Blessed Mother has for us in light of that?